the Jack Benny Program.
Mr. Bobby Rydell.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. Yes, I am quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing my song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson before I get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along.
I'm sitting on top of the world. And you can understand all the lyrics. Hey, Bobby, come on out here, will you, please? Bobby, you did that song beautifully.
Thank you very much, Mr. Benny.
You know, most of the young singers today, they all sing alike, but you have a sort of a distinctive style.
Well, thank you very much.
And now, Bobby, tell me, how would you compare your style of singing, let's say, with Crosby?
Well, I think Lindsey Crosby sings very well.
No, I didn't mean that. No, I meant the old one, you know, with the thinning hair.
Oh, you mean Gary.
No, look, I mean their father, Bing. Bing Crosby.
Is he in the business too?
He's in every business. If he can't get it for your wholesale, they don't make it. But Bobby, I'm sure that our viewers would like to know something about your background. You see, now, how did you first get into show business?
Well, Mr. Benny, most people think I started out as a singer, but you see, that's not true. I've always wanted to be a comedian.
Oh, a comedian, huh?
Yeah, you see, ever since I was a small boy, I used to get a kick out of impersonating performers like old Jerry Lewis and Milton Berle and Red Skelton. And I guess the singing came later.
Oh, you do imitate. Well, let's see you do Jerry Lewis.
The one I should do an impersonation, Jerry Lewis.
And you can do Red Skelton?
Yes, sir, boy. I mean, I've seen some mean. Yes, sir.
You know, a funny thing, but all these people, they imitate these people, but nobody seems to be able to imitate me.
Well, maybe the reason for that is because nobody has eyes as blue as yours. And besides, if I did imitate you, you'd just look at me and say,
hmm?
That was pretty good. I must say we do look alike. But anyway, tell me, Bobby, how long have you been in show business?
2 years.
2 years? Gosh, only 2 years. I've been in it practically all my life. But you've gone so far in such a short time. You know, you're one of the cleverest young fellows I've ever had on my show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Benny. That's a wonderful compliment. It means an awful lot to me coming from you because you're my idol.
I am?
Yes, sir. You see, there are a lot of wonderful comedians, but when I watch you on television, I get the feeling of watching a master at work, a real genius.
Oh, really? Bobby, no, you're embarrassing me.
Well, then I won't go on.
Oh, yeah!
Go on, you are my guest.
Well, maybe I'd better tell you later.
Yes, I'll remind you.
But really, Mr. Benny, you are my idol, and I never miss your show.
Now, there's what I call a real fan. Huh? You watch all of my shows?
Every one.
Yes.
And Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Would you mind if I made a few little suggestions? Well, yeah, you know, constructive criticism. You don't mind, do you?
No, I think constructive criticism is good for everybody, you know. How long did you say you were in show business?
2 years.
Well, what are some of these suggestions?
Well, for one thing, and I'm sure this could be easily corrected.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, your pace isn't exactly right. It's a little too slow.
You don't like my timing?
Well, let me put it to you this way. It's all right to be slow, but you're sort of a lazy Perry Como.
Well,
now another.
Oh, you have more!
Yes, Jack.
Jack? What happened to Mr. Benny? Well, all right. What are your other suggestions?
It's about that long take you always do.
Oh, you mean after I tell a joke, the way I stare at the audience?
Yes, I sort of get the feeling that you're surprised they're still there.
You're not supposed to laugh. Well, look at young fella. I got something to tell you. If I want criticism, I don't need you. I can read my fan mail. Now, look, all you were supposed to do was sing. Is that right? I was just nice enough to bring you out and talk. Are you ready to do your encore? Okay. Oh, Malin, will you please give this veteran of the theater an introduction?
Tootsie, goodbye. Hey, tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no one can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. Watch for that mail. I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, bye-bye. Yesterday I heard a lover cry. Goodbye. Oh, me, oh, my. Aboard his train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her. cut, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then I'd do it again. Now, watch for that mail. And you know that I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Oh, 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 tootsie, don't cry. Yeah,
ever seen, and he was following me.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. I looked back once and he ducked behind a tree. Then he ducked behind a bush. I even went down a dark alley and I couldn't lose
him. Oh, boss, no, just shadow you saw. You know, at night, your imagination plays tricks on you.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe it was my imagination. I don't know. That could be it, shadows and things. After all, why would anybody want to hurt me? You know, I'm such a sweet guy. I mean, everybody loves me. So kind, so considerate.
And so modest.
See, I don't know.
Boss, why don't you sit down and have your dinner? I've got everything all ready.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I was just imagining things. Hey, that looks good. Ooh.
What?
That tomato soup, good.
Now, let's go and brighten things up a bit.
All right. Yeah, the soup was good. I don't know why I was so worried about
it. Now, boss, while you're having your soup de jour, I'll go and get your Chateau Brillant.
Thank you, Pierre. Imagine me worrying over nothing. It was shadows, that's all. That's all was shadows. All the time I thought somebody was following me. I'll get it, Rochester. Yada dee da dum bum bum da dum da dum bum dee da da dum. Hello. 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 They hung up.
What's the matter, boy?
Rochester, I just answered the phone. Who was ever on the other end hung up.
How do you know they hung up?
How do I know? I heard the click. I distinctly heard the sound of a click.
Maybe they were using a payphone. And that sound you heard was the dropping of a dime.
Oh, the dropping of a dime. I've known that sound since I was 2 years old. Hey, somebody is after me. I'm in trouble.
Control yourself. I'll go get a sedative.
Okay. My only
only knew why. I don't know why somebody wants to get at me. What they do.
Get out of town before it's too late. Get out of town. Just a note, no ticket. I'm going to call the police. That's what I'm going to do.
Operator.
Operator, this is an emergency. Get me the police.
One moment, please.
It's always one moment, please.
Now, sir, what was it you want?
Operator, listen. I'm in danger. My life is in danger. Get me the police.
What is your address?
366 North Crandon Drive.
I see. And what is your name?
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Yes.
I watch your shows all the time.
Oh, you do? The police. Our life is in danger. Everybody's making suggestions.
Beverly Hills Police Department.
Oh, officer, listen, will you get down here right away, 366 North Crandon Drive? My life is at stake.
366 North Crandon Drive, who is this?
This is Jack Benny, and no suggestions. Come down here right away, will you please? I thought you were going to get a sedative.
I did. I feel fine now.
Rochester, stop with jokes now. I just phoned the police. Why don't they hurry up?
This is awful. I don't believe I've been upset.
Sonny, those windows cost a fortune.
If you're going to kill me, kill me. Don't
torture me. Open up, please.
Coming.
We caught the prowler, Mr. Benny. My men will bring him in and you can make a formal complaint.
Well, hang on, will you? I know he wants to kill me.
Oh, don't worry. We have him under control. Bring him in, boys.
Dennis, you were the one that was following me?
Uh-huh.
And torturing me all the way home?
Uh-huh.
Well, why? Why would you do this to me?
Because you had Bobby Rydell on your show instead of me.
Why?
And you let him sing two songs. I only get one.
Oh, my Jerry Lewis, I should have.
Oh, come on.
To follow me home and make a wreck out of me?
Oh, brother. I wish I'd have known it was you.
I didn't want you to know. I always stayed a half a block away.
A half a block away. I could feel you breathing right down the back of my neck.
I know. I had a long straw.
Shall we take him with us, Mr. Ben?
No. No, I'll leave him here.
Gee, thanks.
Come on. I don't know, Dennis. For years and years, I've been talking to you and lecturing you and everything, but it doesn't seem to do any good. I don't know. I guess there's only one thing to do. Rochester.
Coming up.
Come on.
take off the other. All right, come here. Come here, Dennis. Dennis, come here.
In just a moment, but first.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I do want to thank Bobby Rydell for being my guest.
Mr. Benny, here are the oranges you left at the theater in Santa Barbara.
McCoy's next.